Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Germs. We all have them, and we all try to get rid of them. Some of us try harder than others. Bob, for example, occasionally tries to expel germs. I am constantly exercising my microbe demons. Where do you land on the spectrum? Listen up and let us know. Enjoy.
More stickers everywhere. Although you can't put them everywhere, I put them all over my water bottles. You need more for your water bottles.
I don't have any of my water bottles, but do they stay out in the dishwasher?
Mm-hmm.
Because I put everything in the dishwasher.
Listen, if they don't, they didn't deserve to be there. Also, I don't know that you should be putting those in the washing machine.
I don't put them in the washing machine. I put them in the dishwasher.
Same difference.
Okay. Yeah, no, why not?
Put them in the dryer.
Why?
Because it'll kill all the germs.
No,
it's so hot.
Put them in the washing. I'll tell you,
bangs this around.
I am the least sanitary person when it comes to my water.
Yeah.
My water bottles. I'll refill this for 3 days in a row.
That's just gross.
Because it's fresh. I'm going from fresh water to fresh water. I wipe the rim every once in a while.
Still gross.
With my lips.
No. I am a 24-hour water bottler.
That's all you get.
That's it.
24 hours. And then
24
you
hours,
change it
and then it's got to be washed, sanitized, or otherwise cleaned.
Okay, so what other rules of sanitation do you have? Does the 5-second rule apply in your house?
Depends.
Depends where it
on
falls.
On what floor. Yeah. So
and what you
okay,
drop.
Okay. For example, a water bottle or any kind of food stuff in the bathroom.
Okay.
Nope. Fine. You're peeing.
Yep.
You're taking a shower.
Yep.
Great. If anything else comes out, that is no longer viable.
Right.
Right. Water bottle needs to be washed. Food is.
Yep.
Forget. I don't. It never happens rarely. Although the toothbrush is in there, which is actually, now that I'm thinking about it, pretty gross.
One time I got up in the middle of the night and I found a cockroach humping the bristles of my toothbrush. I was like,
cockroaches are super clean.
What is Hey, I was afraid it was laying eggs in there. That toothbrush went away.
Yeah.
I think everything on that surface went away that day. It was just a horrible thing to encounter. But okay, anyways.
So there's that. There is the wipe that you get at the Publix.
Yeah.
So that you can wipe down
the handle
the carriage.
Of the carriage. Yep.
The carriage? The cart. The shopping cart.
The
shopping
carriage. We used to call them carriages, though.
Sure.
Shopping carriage.
And I'll use that the entire time I'm there, including when I use the pin pad on the ATM.
So you keep that original.
Yeah, I wipe it down, and
then
I'm holding
then
it like kind of on there.
On there.
As I'm shopping.
Well, why wipe it down if you're going to hold on to it anyways?
Because then I have two hands.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting one for each hand. I'm not a crazy person.
Nope. Then you're not holding your hands like dainty, close together, pushing that kind of.
Yeah, no, I am dainty. I mean, my pinkies are sticking out.
Right, but.
As you should.
Different dainty.
So what I think, though, is every time I eat with my aunt, who has now gotten. If I am here on the spectrum of being too clean, she's over here. She's on the extreme. So it will be a put napkins down all around her on the table. Wipe down her hands with hand sanitizer and then wipe down the silverware with hand sanitizer, which I think is super gross because she can't probably taste anything after that. And also, like, all hand sanitizer does is move stuff around.
Really? No, does it not kill
anything? I like
anything?
The wipes. I like you know, the wet ones and stuff like that because
if
I feel
you
like
take
that
stuff
is
away, you're going to be able
wiping
to
things
it.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's true to some extent, but I think you're also wiping stuff around a little bit too. Sorry.
Sure, but not as much
not
with
as
hand
much.
Sanity.
I agree.
Hand sanity is not.
My mom
for
argued
my manny.
Against hand sanitizer to the nth degree. My mom was a nurse, and her whole theory was that there are certain germs that are supposed to be here protecting us, and we're just indiscriminately killing them all when we use things like that. And so, hey.
I feel like I let the germs go, and if they return to me, it was meant to be.
Oh, they'll return with a vengeance. Hey, gang, it's Bob. I just inadvertently learned that I'm the filthiest person I know. If Nick's aunt places him in the middle of the cleanliness spectrum, clearly I must be at the bottom. Maybe it was the way my mother cleaned our house when I was young. Maybe it was my willingness to eat the dirt and mud pies my brother and I made in the backyard as children. Somewhere along the way, I developed a tolerance for, maybe even a preference for, a little bit of grunge. Try not to judge me. Wherever you fall on the cleanliness scale, Nick and I are glad you tuned in. That does it for this episode of The Dose. We'll catch you tomorrow.